Tonight, we're going to do our version of that great Universal International picture, Bend of the River.
Oh, Jack, isn't that the picture that starred Jimmy Stewart?
That's the one. It's a colorful epic of the days of the covered wagon as civilization moved westward into Oregon. So, Don, set the scene.
Okay. In the year 1867, at the end of the Civil War, a covered wagon set forth for the northern tip of Oregon. Its destination was a new settlement. And leading this intrepid group of pioneers was that fearless frontiersman, Buck Benny.
Yes, Buck Benny. That's me. Our wagon's cargo was not guns, ammunition, or other implements of war, but food to tide the settlers through the rugged winter.
Hey, Buck.
What is it, Kate?
We've been on the trail since sunup. Don't you think we ought to stop for the night?
No, Kate, we got to keep going till we reach the next water hole. It's only about 2 miles, I reckon.
Oh, Buck, let's stop here for the night.
I said we're going to keep going.
Well, can't the horse pull for a while? I'm tired.
Well, all right. Hey, Dobbin, get out of that wagon. Sure gives you a buck and a quarter's worth.
Buck, why can't we stop here? We got plenty of water.
I know, but it's not safe here. This is Indian country.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. Look there on the ground. A scalp.
That's yours. Pick it up.
Oh.
As we continued towards the hills, we saw signs of Indians everywhere. Though we knew we were surrounded by redskins, we made camp and ate our evening meal. We each ate a can of beans, and they would have been easier to digest if we'd have had a can opener. Suddenly, I heard horses' hoofs. As we listened in the darkness, guns ready for action, the horse came closer. Suddenly, a stranger galloped into our camp. He was about as tall as Jimmy Stewart. And he was slim like Jimmy Stewart. Come to think of it, he smiled like Jimmy Stewart, too. He came up to me and said,
"Say, excuse me, partner. I've been riding alone for days. I reckon it's all right if I join you into Oregon, ain't it?"
But he didn't talk like Jimmy Stewart. I turned to him and said,
"What's your name, stranger?"
"Jimmy Stewart."
Must have been him, all right. All the Indians applauded. I invited Jimmy to join us, and he got off his horse. Well, he didn't exactly get off. He just straightened his legs, and the horse ran out from under him. We talked for a while, and then I introduced him to my wife.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yes, Buck?
I'd like you to meet Kate.
Hi, Jimmy.
Wow. Kiss me, Kate.
What?
Come here, baby.
Hey, hold on there.
What?
Rather dropping script.
Wait a minute. I thought you were the shy baby. Type.
Now, that's in pictures. For the kind of dough I'm getting here, I'm letting myself go.
He was not a buck and a quarter man.
took over. We were loaded with supplies for the settlers. We had a sack of flour. Kate carried that. A case of canned vegetables. Buck carried that. And one bag full of milk. The cow was carrying that. The only thing we were short of was fresh meat. So one day, Buck and I went hunting.
Hey, quiet, Buck. Here, I hear something.
Let's take a look.
Okay. Hey, say it's a bear.
No, no, Jimmy. It's a buffalo.
I thought it was a bear. But I took his word for it. It was a buffalo. I couldn't argue with a man who's been pinching nickels all his life.
I'll get him. Found it and ran into the woods. Hey, wait a minute, Jimmy. We'll soon have meat.
Well, what do you see?
Quiet now. I'm taking aim at a raccoon.
Now, don't shoot. It might be Keefhaver.
Oh, yes. Come on, let's get on with the hunt.
Finally, we returned to the camp with plenty of game. This was due to our wonderful hunting dog. This dog wasn't a pointer. He's too well-mannered to point. He'd just nudge you and say, "Over there, stupid." We weren't in camp very long when all of a sudden...
Indian!
Hey, they're attacking!
Come on, let's see if we can spot them all.
That's no use. We might as well give up.
I ain't a giving up. My name is Buck Benny. And I ain't afraid of man, beast, or grasshopper.
But I know these Indians. Look, two of them are coming up to powwow with us.
They sure look savage.
How, Indians?
How?
What tribe you Indians from?
Sioux tribe. Me, Big Chief Thunderstorm.
Oh. And who you?
Me, Little White Cloud that cried.
What?
Having faith in all kinds of weather.
We bound for Oregon. My name, Buck Benny.
Let me speak to him, Buck. I talk their language. Listen, you Indians.
Ugh.
Koala Monga, Shoshone Tabits, Iroquois Ook, Palebwo TP.
Maja Nagula Monga, Diga Muga Muga. Ugh Nagula Iroquois Tanahaus Wigwam. Magohu Shoshone Onga Saganoa Talena. Sagamore Squaw Tommy Gitchy Gummy. Oigan Nuga Magahoo.
What did he say?
He's running for president.
Now, Chief, we're not looking for trouble. We want peace.
Only way you can have them peace is make you join tribe.
You mean make us Indians?
Yeah.
We decided to be adopted by the tribe. And that night after adoption ceremonies, we sat around the campfire with the other Indians and sang songs.
Like the Selnamo, Navajo, Kickapoo, like the Cherokee, I'm an Indian too.
Just like Battle Axe, Jesse Block, Manny Sacks, like those Indians, I'm an Indian too.
A Sioux, a Sioux, some Indian summer's day, here's what we'll do. Take some Indian May for riding Tippecanoe.
I'll wear moccasins, a wampum belt, feather hat.
We'll go to prove you don't know your song.
Like the Chippewa, Iroquois, Omaha, just like Kickapoo, we spoke lucky too. We do the same as you. When we take them pop, sure enough, no rough stuff, never tasting too. Lucky's best for you. It's true, it's true. It's best for you. Give Indian. lucky strike. The smoke with no loose ends. Big Chief sitting bare. Try to tear and compare. He find lucky strike. Is the smoke he likes. The smoke he likes is lucky strike.
The following day, we bid farewell to the Indians and our wagon pushed on. We crossed the mountains and kept traveling.
We weren't sure of where we were until one day, while on a vast open plain, another wagon crashed into us.
It was then we knew we were in California. Happily, we continued northward.
Get up!
Well, we'll soon reach the end of the trip. Then we can have
Look, someone's approaching on horseback.
All right, now be careful. Get your guns. Don't waste ammunition. Don't shoot till you see the whites of his eyes.
Whoa! Whoa, teetotaler. Hi, old strangers. I'm Curly Hair.
No wonder we didn't see the whites of his eyes. Wait a minute, stranger. What can we do for you?
I want to buy your food. I'm working with a bunch of miners.
Gold miners?
Yep. And we struck it rich. We got tons of gold, but we need food to cash through the winter.
Our food ain't for sale. It's for the settlers in Oregon.
But I'll pay you well. I'll give you 10 times what you paid for it. And in gold.
He's offering us gold, Jimmy. Gold. Let's sell.
Now, Buck, think what you're doing. With the gold, you'll starve to death. But with the food, you'll live. Live to see another spring with its flowers and soft breezes and balmy air scented with orange blossoms. Now, wouldn't you rather have all that than to die with the gold?
We waited 2 weeks while Buck thought it over.
I made up my mind, Jimmy. We're going to sell the food.
And I say we're not.
Who's going to stop me?
Me and my shooting iron.
Well, I've got a gun, too.
Draw.
Oh.
I hated to do it, Buck, but it was the only way.
Oh, that's all right, Jimmy. And I'll forgive you before I die.
Oh, and I'll wait a minute, partner. Don't say die.
Huh?
We cowboys never die. We just go on to the big corral up yonder and gather around the heavenly campfire where the chuck wagons always fill, where the deer and the antelope play, and the wagon wheels sing a happy song, and the little dogies wander around among the purple sage. And there ain't no last roundup because the cowboys...
Get through already. This won't sound good on the Amos and Andy show. Goodbye, Jimmy. Goodbye, everyone.
So, Buck passed on. But I know that even though he's not with us, he's happier now than he ever was before because we buried him in the gold mine. So the wagon train pushed onwards. Ever onwards we pushed till we reached the settlement in Oregon at the bend of the river.
Back up and back it up and I'll make it first. Do you do that, do that, do that, do you do that, do that, eat, be happy, go lucky, get better taste today.
Friends, you can tear and compare and see with your own eyes how Luckies are made better to taste better. From a newly opened pack, take a cigarette made by any other manufacturer. Carefully tear a thin strip of paper straight down the seam from end to end and gently remove the tobacco. In tearing, be sure not to loosen or dig into the tobacco. Now, do exactly the same with a Lucky Strike. Then compare. You'll see some cigarettes are so loosely packed they fall apart. Others have excessive air spaces, hot spots that burn harsh and dry. But you won't find that in a Lucky. Just look at that perfect cylinder of fine, mild tobacco, so round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw. Notice those long strands of fresh, clean, good-tasting tobacco that smoke smooth and even, that give you a milder, better-tasting cigarette. Yes, friends, tear and compare. Prove to yourself that Luckies are made better to taste better. Then make your next carton Lucky Strike.
Do you do-da-do-da-dee, be happy, go lucky, go Lucky Strike today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Jimmy Stewart for being on my program tonight, and be sure to hear him tomorrow night on the Lux Radio Theater when he will do No Highway in the Sky. Good night, folks.
The Jack Benny program is brought to you by Lucky Strike, product of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes.
Jack Benny came to you transcribed. This is the CBS Radio Network.